Happy birthday, Wayne Rooney!
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to wherever you are in the world. Glad to see you've come back and joined us for our Fantasy United podcast for all things FBL. Good weekend, just played out, back from the international break.
Yeah, good weekend. Started pretty slow with you know, the Saturday games, and Kane screwed us over and over.
Yes.
But then recovering with Richarlison and Choupo-Moting, just today returning 10 points. So I'm pretty happy. What about you?
Pretty happy. I enjoyed the football. I'm not invested in Arsenal or Tottenham, so I can actually watch it with a little bit of enjoyment. But yeah, I mean, everyone's probably cursing Harry Kane because they probably had their hands rubbing that he was going to be producing goals against Arsenal. Didn't happen. And most of us had him as captain. Well, I didn't. You did.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams have him as a captain, and it was him against Lukaku. I thought about Lukaku originally, but then I said, it's kind of a Murphy rule. You kind of think that he's gonna do well or not do well, so you captain him, and then he does 1 point and a yellow card. But then if you don't captain him, he punishes you with a brace. And he has a great record, or used to have a great record against Arsenal in early fixtures. So I was expecting at least a goal, but Tottenham looked rubbish. Arsenal looked pretty good, unfortunately. As a Spurs fan, I must admit. Eriksen, Ali, it just looked like rubbish. Ben Davies didn't deliver as much as he used to. We'll speak about him a little bit later, but really, really a big disappointment with Captain Kane. Should have gone safe with Lukaku. Shitty teams, we know he's going to chip that goal or assist, and he's done that. And he's going to probably do it next week as well against Brighton. So, so how many points did you get this week?
I think it was 61.
61. So I beat you again, 63 points, which is another good thing.
My problem is that I get within touching distance of the Monday game, stir you up on Monday, Australian time that is, and then you come out and blow me away in the Monday night game. So I blame Glenn Murray, and I'm actually going to nominate him as my POS of the week.
Okay.
So I demanded goals and a 2-0 win for Brighton over Stoke.
Yep.
Nothing.
They did score 2 goals. He wasn't involved.
No, that's why he's a POS.
Yeah, we said last pod that he might be too old, my friend, and maybe Hamed will push for a start next weekend.
I doubt it.
I don't doubt anything, but maybe. My POS is Kane, of course. Pretty clear.
Is that as a Spurs fan or an FPL fan or both?
Both. He just was frustrated. I think he had one big chance that he missed. I think it was in the beginning of the game. And then it was just fading and fading. Didn't get service at all, so I blame Eriksen and Ali and Davies for that. Rose, by the way, not to be seen, wasn't even on the bench. Was eating ice creams.
Was he?
I think he was eating ice creams,
man. Oh, that's not very nice.
Okay. Low diet ice creams.
No, I don't.
Oh, water-based ice creams.
No, well, so what? So now, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, coming back to the week, that was my POS of the week, Kane. I had Cresswell and Norton coming. Cresswell came from the bench because Jones didn't play again. But they were expected to be POS. Swansea defense looks like shit. So my POS is Kane. Swansea and West Ham defenses, which we'll talk about soon, are a known thing. And of course, Salah. Salah is my pitch of the week. 16 points.
Well, he is a peach of the week.
He is the peach of every week.
Well, he certainly has been one of the best.
Consistent.
Well, he's been consistent. That's right. I think he's been probably the best player this year.
Best player this year. Maybe. Second week in a row with double figures, or third week in a row. But I also want to shout Choupo-Moting and Richarlison for returning 8 and 10 points. So Choupo-Moting this morning, Australian time. He returned with a goal. He had an assist that was denied. It wasn't clear if it was an assist there or not, but he got 3 bonus points. And then Richarlison, he had a goal drought at home, and he ended that with a goal this weekend.
It helps to play West Ham.
It helps everyone who plays West Ham, maybe captain everyone who plays against him. Let's start with that.
Brighton beat them 3-0.
Yeah.
It seems Liverpool beat them 4-1.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So
I also want to shout my 2 substitutes. So I took a hit this week and I brought Pop and me. Pop with 8 points. We said he's the new Eton. Yeah. And then the Berlin defender, me. I think your substitute worked well as well.
Well, yeah, I took the extra 4 points and brought Salah in. So
that's always a good shout.
Well, see, I've lost 4 points, but I gained the 16 instead of having Matt Ritchie for Newcastle.
Oh, of course. Who else did you beat?
I changed Murray for Wood because of injury.
Yeah, and who was the third one?
Geez, I can't remember.
Brighton defender, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Brighton defender.
Why didn't you take the... You didn't have the money. Why didn't you take a Burnley defender?
So we discussed as well. I don't want to.
Ah, okay. And what about...
I had that problem with Tottenham. And then
and you didn't believe me with Liverpool, and they came out with a clean sheet. So you lost 5 points.
That was a very interesting statistic that they've only... Is it conceded none or one at home this year?
Well, one... And yeah, they came up with a clean sheet this weekend, didn't they?
Well, I've got some. There's one I've got my eye.
3-0 against Southampton. Not that Southampton can score against anyone.
They're looking. There's a lot of teams lining up to be relegated this year.
Oh,
I think there's a bit of a cliff once you get over 10th.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I couldn't believe the stats on Liverpool defence. It's easy to write them off as hopeless because they were last year.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so are you happy with your current team? Because you were saying last week that you have a lot of substitutes, so you've done 3 substitutes.
I've done 3, and I'm looking at another 3 just this week.
So what are you looking for? Let's just wrap it up, but let's see what's happening. So what's happening with your team? Where's your team?
My team?
Well, what I wanted to do, my team, pretty happy with, like a lot of people, about Lukaku and Kane.
Yeah, of course, which is fine.
But the question is, in general, do you replace one of them?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at your team again because we looked last week and you've taken some of the advices.
So anything good I do is your reward, and if I don't listen, then I'm a fool.
Yeah, pretty much. So, look. I think you it looks okay. You have Kane, Lukaku, and Murray at the front. So you're going with a free chippy striker. That's fine, Murray, for now. You have a better midfield than you had to because you had an imbalanced midfield because you put a lot of funds into your defense. Yeah. But now you have Richarlison, which we shout, Silva, which is nailed, Zaha, which is like a striker, Salah, and then a fifth cheapy one. So do you have any money left? No, nothing.
No.
Okay. But your defense looks good. You have Jones, if he's fit. You have De Gea, which is a must, almost goalkeeper if you're going to... You're going to the premium brackets is probably my number
one.
Yeah,
but as I keep saying every week, he's sorted. You don't have to worry about moving goalkeepers around.
He's sorted. Do worry, though, that in 2 game weeks' time, Manchester United has really hard fixtures. So I think they have Chelsea and City or something like that, or Liverpool and something. So let me have a look for a second.
I'll be really looking forward to Man United and Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah, so after Watford in game week 14, in game week 15 they have Arsenal away, and then they have Man City at home.
That's a tough game.
So I think Arsenal in current form looking pretty good.
They'll beat probably Burnley, and they beat another team.
Yeah,
convincingly. Then they'll go back to normal Arsenal and achieve nothing.
Yeah, so I'm not sure you need 3 subsidies to tell you the truth. Let me have a look again. So you have Burnley defender, you have John Cephas fit, and you have Trippier. Trippier is a rotation risk.
So I'm sick of rotation, he's out.
Yeah, so he was playing though last. So I would wait for the Championship League first of all this week. And then look at I would say, I don't know, you have Maguire, which is okay, but I just don't like their defense. Where are the next games? Do you know who are they playing? Leicester? Next? So they're playing... not looking great actually to Leicester. So West Ham, which is fine, but then they're facing Spurs and then Burnley, and then they have okay fixtures. Yeah, look, I don't think you have a lot to touch in with your team, tell you the truth. You might want to upgrade your fifth midfielder because you have a shitty third striker, which is Murray. But then maybe you're looking into... Maybe you can downgrade one defender and get the likes of Gross, for example, from Brighton, 5.9, great shout. Choupo-Moting, 5.6, he's playing as a striker.
No, so your midfield is... I'm not going to do anything that you've done.
I haven't done Gross.
Yeah, but I'm not doing Choupo-Moting because then I don't want you to bloody whinge.
Yeah.
Then I'm just copying your team. I don't want a robot.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe think about Gross.
Yeah.
Even Loftus-Cheek, even you can actually downgrade... But you have 2 Crystal Palace then.
No, I don't even afford to have 2 Crystal Palace.
No. Look at Gross. Let's see what other midfielders can be, because it's one of our topics today when we can speak about it, less about it later, was the cheap midfielders. So maybe we'll leave it to that to that second part when we speak about enablers from midfield. Mm. But I think your fifth midfielder can be Gross or something like that.
Yeah, so what do you do? Your team's always excellent, you keep telling me. So
yeah, my team is always excellent. And we'll talk about the last part. So I think I might again take a hit, but I have problems with Abraham and I have Carroll not playing at all. So we'll speak about them in the third part.
Righto. Well, that's enough of what's happened in the previous week. And we'll look ahead now in part two of Hot Topic. Okay, back from part two, and this time we like to talk all the hot topics, or FPL-based, things that are happening in the game and fantasy Premier League-based. First, we probably touched on it a bit, but it's Kane. A lot of people captained him last week. He disappointed. What do? You captain him? Do you even replace him? Because he's a lot of money.
Yeah, so, look, Kane is 12.8, and that's why I pushed myself to captain him last week after he blanked the week before. No, they're playing West Brom home, so home and at Spurs, and we have that theory, there's a theory running around. Spurs playing against a very defensive team at Wembley, not a lot of space to explore, and then Kane is not used as much as he wants to, and he doesn't score, and he doesn't score a lot at home. And we've seen that this season that he maybe scored one at home against in the Premier League, so I'm very, very cautious around captaining him this week.
I wouldn't.
What about you?
No, I would captain him. In fact, I'd love to use his funds to go and boost the midfield and defence.
Yeah.
You can get Morata and save yourself $2 million and put that into the midfield.
Yeah, but are you going to keep Kane or are you going to think about ditching him
completely? No, ditch him completely because then think of all the extra funds you get.
It's kind of a Murphy rule. You're going to ditch him or not captain him and he's going to bite you in the ass.
But it's a lot of money sitting there scoring 1 point. I could get that from somewhere in Brighton.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's wise to ditch Kane at the moment. I'll tell you why. Because most of the teams will have Kane and Lukaku. Now,
that's the thing, you also want to point a difference if they're all going.
Yeah, but wait a second. So with Lukaku, we know he's a POS against good teams. And if you look at United's fixtures, as we've already mentioned, in 2 weeks' time, we're looking at Arsenal and then Man City. He's not going to do well in those games. We know that. Even with Pogba back, and we'll talk about it in a second, he's going to maybe, best-case scenario, an assist from two games. Now, you have Kane, and you look at his fixtures, and Tottenham's fixtures still look really, really good. Now, their form is shocking, and I've watched the Arsenal game and I want to kill myself after 60 or 70 minutes because they looked shocking, Eriksson was shocking, Ali was shocking. I will give him another game or two and they have really shitty teams to play against and then make a decision. But I think Lukaku to Morata is better than Kane to Morata. So,
okay.
That's my thinking, but captaining, probably not for next game week.
Be mad not to take Salah at the moment.
Well, Salah has a hard fixture though, he's coming against Chelsea.
Yeah, that is true. So, just finishing up on the Spurs scene, is there anything that you saw in Arsenal that would convince you to have any of their players?
No. Maybe defensively, I would still maybe think if you're going to upgrade your defense going with one of Vertonghen or one of the, well, there's no nailed one actually, so Vertonghen or maybe Alderweireld when he's back. I think Vertonghen went up in price, is 6.1 now. It's still great value. If you're looking for a premium defense, looking at Spurs fixtures, and I'll just bring them up in a second. Next game, they're playing against West Brom home. So home at Spurs. And then they have Leicester away, Watford away, Stoke at home, Brighton home. That's pretty good. So they have six good fixtures. And West Brom can't score. They just sack their manager and they can't score. They just can't score. And then Leicester away might be harder and Watford as well, but Spurs are pretty solid defensively. I would question Eriksson and Ali because their form looks
shocking. Well, we both dumped Ali not long ago and I think it's a good
decision. That was a good move. That was a good move to dump Ali and it freed a lot of cash.
Yeah, I did it after the Huddersfield game where he sort of ran around and scored absolutely nothing in a 4-0 win.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's wrap that up. So Kane, I won't ditch him.
Spurs were crap. Arsenal
look good.
Arsenal look good, but you're not going to take any of their players?
No, I think they have hard fixtures coming up.
So you keep Kane?
I keep Kane.
But not sure about Cap?
Not captaining him. In the short term, I'm not touching him until he proves differently.
Okay, well, there you go. That's That's the expert of FPL, telling you all about Kane and Spurs.
That's it. So what about next topic?
Well, it sort of flows into the next one. Is strikers talking Kane? So it's now at that stage whether you get three premium strikers in, or do you get a third cheap striker and boost something else.
And every week we mention formation. So are you going with a three up front or are you going with a two up front? That's actually the question. Now, you look at the we talked about last week again with Man City, you look at Aguero versus Jesus. I would like to bring one of them, but you don't know who's going to start.
That is a problem.
So when we talk about premium strikers, we have Kane, Lukaku, Morata, and one of City if you want to risk it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm leaning towards only having two premium strikers, as I've said, keeping Kane, and then Lukaku will be Morata, and then keeping a third cheapy one. Who's going to be the third cheapy one? That's the biggest question.
Yeah. Well, I had Wood until he got injured, and now I've got Murray. Yeah. And we've all had Abraham. So there's your three sort of reliable ones.
Yeah, and people are bringing that guy from Everton,
Nyase. Yeah, but you asked me about that the other day, and he was a man who was almost basically kicked out of the club. So
yeah, but that was with Koeman, and he got kicked first, didn't he? He got sucked, and then he's been proving himself. The only problem with him is that we have to wait by the weekend to see if he's going to be banned, because he was accused in diving.
Yeah,
against Crystal Palace. So a lot of people brought him in, and he actually went up in price, but he might be banned for 2 game weeks.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good. And Abraham, injured?
Yeah.
Maybe? We don't know if he's going to be back. And he's going to be, by the way, he's going to be off against the Chelsea game in 2 game weeks time because he can't play against them.
Well, there you go.
I need an exit plan. Yeah, I'm running out of options. Like, even Calvert-Lewin is not nailed in Everton. Murray can't. I don't know, he's old. I don't know if he's going to hold all of these games and all the rotation is coming in with Christmas games.
See, the thing in Murray's favour, despite being old, is he's a championship striker who play more games in the Premier League. They're playing 2 and 3 games a week a lot, so he's probably used to that kind of grind.
Yeah. Maybe Hamed will come back to the first team and might be a good shout at 4.9 as a chippy. You're not going to start it.
But what about other clubs? Like we never talk about, there's no one from Newcastle, no one from Southampton.
Have you looked at their attack? They have zero attack.
You can't get, but just saying, for chippy, with formation, are you even going to play them at all?
Well, with a 3-5-2, with a free cheap striker, you want him to start, but you don't expect to get a lot of points from him. So you do want a starter, a nailed starter, but you're not going to put him in your first 11.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you just want someone who might either hold their value or slightly go up. So
yeah, and you want them to start. So if you have too many injuries, too much rotation, you want him to be that 15 player, that 13 player, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
So you want them to start regularly. So yeah, you're looking at the likes of, well, Abraham if he's fit. You're looking at Mare versus Hamed, if you know, depending who is nailed. But yeah, I can't see a lot of options. And then Nyase and Calvert-Lewin, but Calvert-Lewin is not nailed. Nyase might be banned, as we've mentioned.
Yeah,
well, I'm not going to touch the Newcastle attack at all because they don't have any attack.
Yeah, Chris Gayle was a really good start of the year for a cheapie, but
he scored actually this weekend.
Yeah, but you know. It's been.
How much does it cost?
I'm not sure. You are the expert there, but I mean, we might have to hold on. We might have to hold on forever, and maybe we'll see what the new manager does, and maybe.
Do you think they're going to have any new manager soon, though?
Well, you don't want to wait too much longer.
Mm.
I mean, it appears as if they want the Watford manager, and they're willing to pay anything for him. But you know, would he leave for that?
Yeah, Gale 6.1, not bad. Maybe he kicks Huzulu, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That's it.
But no, not a lot of cheap strikers, man. It's like there's nothing really valuable. Like I wish, like for example, Austin would have played in regularly. Yeah. By the way, there is one that's coming up, but the problem is it might be a rotation risk. Yeah, Wilson from Bournemouth.
Yeah, he's a very good player. What happened to Josh King there too? He was very.
He's getting into the mid price because he's 7.5 or 4. So I won't consider him to be a budget. Striker.
Yeah,
so I'm looking at those below 6.5. So yeah. Again, there's not much. Abraham, nothing, man. It's like I'm looking. Maybe Chris Wood will be a shout when he's back.
Yeah. I think he's a 10 goal a year man, but the problem is he's got to be fit. So.
Yeah. Wilson is six million. So Carl Wilson from Bournemouth, if he's nailed. I did have a look at the Gray from Watford, 6.3.
I had him at the start of the year.
He's not bad. He came with a couple of assists in the recent game weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So
Fred chippy striker. Maybe not. I'm going with one, but I'm not going to start him. And hoping when I need him, he does start, and maybe he can chip an assist or a goal once in three or four game weeks.
Yeah. Same here.
Same here.
So our next hot topic is the return of two superstars to Manchester United.
Yes. Yes.
Pogba and Ibra.
Yeah. Yeah. And how does it going to impact? So how do you think it's going to impact Lukaku? Do you think he's
badly?
Yeah, but do you think Mourinho might start both of them somehow?
Oh, I think he might, but what will happen is if you saw Ibrahimovic came on and just assumed his old position and Lukaku got moved sideways a little, so I'd say the pecking order is always going to be Ibra. But the thing is, will he play every week and probably not given the extent of his injury?
Yeah, I think...
I like
that. That's why I have an exit strategy. So my exit strategy is fuck off Mr. Lukaku.
Mm-hmm.
And then Morata come in, yeah. And then Pogba come to the midfield to cover my Man United points.
Yeah, that's what I was definitely going to bring in Pogba, or thinking about it.
Yeah. Maybe we can call Captain Copy-Paste.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I brought Richarlison because you didn't go, oh, I did bring him in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Captain On-Goal here is...
No, well, what I like about you, though, is that... Okay, so if I don't listen to your advice, I'm a POS.
Yeah.
And if I do listen to your advice, I'm a copy captain, copy and paste.
That's better than POS, though.
You're such a jerk.
Thanks, man. Okay, so coming back, Ibra is going to affect Lukaku badly.
Yeah.
Pogba affecting...
You take Ibra, though, 10 million.
Be waiting for another two or three game weeks to see if he's getting more minutes, what's the new formation, if there is a new formation with him. He's a great, he might be a great value, 10 million, but it's depending if he plays regularly.
It's a big game
player. And does he play 70, 80 minutes every game?
Yeah, he's the opposite of Lukaku. He's a big game player. He loves it.
He can actually score against every team where Lukaku is rubbish against good teams.
Mm.
And we know
Pogba for 8 million, that seems a bargain.
So Pogba at 8 million, his price is actually frozen this week, so... It's like a new iPhone coming up in the market and we're freezing the prices. So definitely, we're going to talk about substitute. I'm going to consider him. They're playing Brighton next.
Ooh,
at home, nice. At Old Trafford.
4-0, Pogba 3.
Yeah, so I think Lukaku going to be substituted in the next two game weeks. Pogba is going to cover my Man United points. Goodbye, Lukaku. I love you. But I don't love you anymore. It's been great. Great ride, really.
Yeah, no,
great
thanks. Ride.
Great consistency until you're going to meet Arsenal and Man City.
Well, no, so that's enough Man U talk for the time being. We've got one more probably to get through, and that's the whole host of teams either without managers, with new managers, or without just recently sacked a manager.
Yeah.
So we'll go through those. So West Ham, first up, they look awful. And bringing in David Moyes, who won, I think, maybe 10 of 50-odd games with Sunderland and got them relegated,
yeah.
He can't be the answer. So in FPL, can you take any of their players?
No, don't touch them. I have Cresswell. I'm looking to shift him. I got taken a long time ago.
With new managers, you sometimes get that new manager bounce.
New vibe.
Yeah, but that doesn't look the case at West Ham.
No, they're playing Leicester, the early game this weekend.
That's a Saturday morning, isn't it?
Yeah, so Friday night.
Friday night game in England.
I'm not going to touch any of them. I have Cresswell, as I've said, I've taken him as a punt a couple of weeks, like long time ago.
Mm.
He's going to be ditched soon. Bye-bye, Cresswell.
Yeah.
Their defense, they got shifted two goals. Yeah, they're just not looking good.
No, they look ordinary, so wouldn't take anyone. So Everton still managerless after a few weeks.
Yeah, at least they're scoring.
We have touched on them with Niasse and Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah. So as I've said, Niasse might be banned. Rooney even didn't make it to the opening.
Is there a thought that if the right coach comes in, they unlock the best out of Sigurdsson, and there's a nice little buy?
Yeah, Everton is a tough one. So Sigurdsson probably was best utilised in Swansea. He's not utilised well in Everton. Rooney is rubbish.
Well, a new manager might come in and say he's the number one and might not have an emotional attachment to Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, I want to bring something up actually around Everton. Something interesting. So they have...
Interesting.
something interesting. So if a good manager comes in and is a defensive-minded mm-hmm. manager,
mm-hmm.
When you look at their defense, they have 4.2 and 4.3 players that might play regularly, might.
Michael Keane, I had at the start of the year, is very
good. You look at the next three fixtures. They have Southampton away, and then they have West Ham home, Huddersfield home.
And after that, after you avoid the Liverpool game.
After you avoid Newcastle, the Liverpool game, you have Newcastle away and then Swansea home. Oof. That's pretty good. So if they're getting a decent manager and you're looking at the defensive enabler, even if you're fourth or fifth defender, Everton might be the way to go as a differential.
Yeah, that's a good advice. So,
but let's wait. Let's wait and see, because they're rubbish at defense. They score a little bit, but they're rubbish.
Yeah. Overall rubbish. They desperately need a manager and a decent one.
Yeah. And what about West Brom?
West Brom, well, they're
they just sacked the manager.
Well, they have, and the thing about West Brom is that the only thing that Tony Pulis really had going for him is he didn't get sides relegated. So
yeah, he did keep them.
So who do they bring in? Do they bring in someone not to get relegated again, or someone who could possibly make the side play better? And who would you take in FPL sense from their team? McCauley, some of the defenders, Dawson, McCauley have been good shouts in the past.
They've been really good. Well, McCauley and Dawson were the top 10 defenders in the last one or two seasons.
See, that's under Tony Pulis.
But that was under Tony Pulis. But now what's happening with him, that we know that they're rubbish in terms of their attack. They have no defense. Their defense looks shocking.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't touch anyone until I see the new manager and I see what's happening. So no touch for
me.
That's
sort of with all these sides with no managers, it's wait to see who the new one is, and then possibly wait till January to see who they can sign.
Definitely, definitely, definitely is a wait and see with Everton and West Brom. Don't touch anyone from West Ham for now. That's probably wraps it up.
Yeah, that's five managers gone in the EPL so far.
Pretty quick. So Everton is still waiting for a manager. West Brom is waiting. West Ham might be sucking the new manager soon, depending on the pace.
I can't imagine in what meeting that would have been a good idea.
Who is next?
Who is next? Well,
to be sucked.
Well, you just have to go down the ladder and possibly Paul Clement at Swansea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends on, you know, you've still got a new owner coming in at Newcastle, so Rafael Benitez might lose it there.
Yeah, even though he's doing a great job.
Doing a great job.
I'm just hoping the Burnley manager won't go anywhere. Sean Dyche.
I think, possibly to Everton, but If he leaves Burnley, they go down, I reckon.
They go down. Anyway, let's wrap it up with the last topic, because we mentioned it, so we want to touch it, even though we're going a little bit long here, but that's fine. Budget midfielder. So I did mention Gross. So if you're looking to free up some funds anywhere else, Richarlison, which was a shout last week, which everybody now got. We talked about Choupo-Moting, return a goal this weekend. Gross, return a goal this weekend.
Zaha.
Zaha, 6.78. How will Benteke return will affect his role, though? Because he was playing as a striker, now he might be playing a little bit, maybe wing, maybe number 10.
Well, I saw his best work was for Crystal Palace a few years ago in that position.
So, definitely get one of those midfielders and maybe even two of them if you're looking to have those premium strikers or premium defenders, because they're going to enable you to get those extra points.
Good point scorers, though.
Look, Richarlison and Choupo-Moting, they all returned to me in the last 5 weeks. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
I'm a happy owner.
You are a happy owner.
Yeah, and you're a happy copy-paste, taking Richarlison. Yeah,
you're a POS.
Thanks, man. Maybe take Gross, man. That will be a differentiator.
No, I want Pogba.
Yeah, but he's not a budget midfielder, man. It's a premium one.
I already got
two. Oh, you got... So who do you got? Richarlison?
Zaha and Richarlison.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah,
you don't have Zaha, so
I don't have Zaha. I'm not going to touch him.
Yeah, I didn't copy that.
No, not now. No, yeah, you didn't copy. No. You had one good shot all this season. By yourself. Anyway.
Such a jerk.
Let's wrap up.
Righto. We'll see you on the other side of the break where we talk about what's coming up. Okay, thanks for that referee's whistle. Part three, let's talk about this week's games coming up and the ones we're looking forward to and possibly ones of interest that some don't look forward to, and then we'll finish off with our subs and captains, just finalising our team. So the big game, well, the TV game of the weekend is Man United versus Brighton.
Yeah, I would remind the audience again that Captain Ongoal here doesn't want to pay extra $10 per month to watch all the games. Just want to mention that. That's why he's tied into the match of the day, 5 minutes of soccer and then a free game.
There's a lot of people out there who are loyal to Fox Sports and they're just waiting for Fox Sports to pick up the coverage again in a couple of years' time.
Okay.
But yes, but I will be getting, I keep saying I'm getting it, and I will.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you can't miss out. But yeah, for those who don't have Optus, the TV game on SBS is Man United Brighton.
Okay, what do we expect there? 3, 4 goals, 5 goals?
You would think something like that, but I mean, at least they return a Pogba and Ibrahimovic. Sort of makes it probably a more interesting fixture than it would have been before.
And Brighton didn't look defensively well this weekend.
No.
They shipped 2 goals against Stoke.
Yeah, but they've done very well thus far.
Yeah, look, I don't think they're going to roll over. They're going to roll over a little bit. So I'm saying 3-0 Man United.
Yeah, you know, you've got to look that they probably spent the same amount of money on Pogba than Brighton have on their entire squad.
Yeah. Definitely. They're doing well for a promoted team.
Yeah, well, I thought at the start of the year all three promoted teams could stay up.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, that's too much against Man United. We don't expect any bust there because it's a Man United team to play against.
If more for him if he does, because this is the kind of game you should come out and try and win 5 or 6-0, like Man City have been.
Oh.
That's them. That's why they're favourites and probably certainties to win the title because they come out and flog teams.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, so Man United 3-0. Lukaku might be a captain shout. We'll talk about it in a second. Mm. What's the other game?
Well, I think the other two games, the big game of the weekend between the top six, Liverpool-Chelsea.
Oh, that's so a good one.
A bit late for the Australians. It kicks off at 3 or 4 in the morning on Sunday. So,
do you see Liverpool putting a lot of goals there?
Mm.
Chelsea's defence is still pretty solid.
You know, it could be one of those...
open games?
Well, this thing, it's either going to be nil or maybe 2 or 3 all.
Hmm. We did speak about Liverpool at home defensively pretty doing well.
One goal.
Chelsea seems to be doing better.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It's probably going to be, you know, the top six usually go 4 all draw.
Yeah. I wouldn't go Salah though as a captain. It's too risky, I think. Too risky. But might be a good differential if not a lot of people are going to pick him up because of Chelsea.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So that's the big game between the top six teams. Doesn't really matter at the top though.
Yeah.
It's sort of fringe. Yeah, second, third, fourth, kind of, that's there,
yeah.
where they're aiming for.
What do you think about Burnley Arsenal? Because I have the Burnley goalkeeper and I have the Burnley, I have Ben Mee, which I bought, which I love.
Yeah, well, I think...
love you, Ben.
I think it's interesting because we'll see if Arsenal can back up.
Hmm.
You know, these are the kind of games, you know, they'll go out and do one good performance and then they'll come and lose a game they shouldn't win.
Yeah, because Burnley at home are pretty solid.
Well, very solid.
Defensively.
And
so I'm not expecting a lot of goals here.
A lot of people probably have Burnley cheapies, especially in the defence. So it's an interesting game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, depending on John's situation, if he's injured because I have him on my team, I might go up with at least one of the goalkeeper or Ben Mee as a defender. Not two of them, because I have the goalie from Newcastle, Elliot, so he's playing Watford, home in Newcastle. Ooh. Home in Newcastle, though. So they're looking solid defensively.
Yeah. No, well, I've got a Burnley defender, and
yeah.
You can't see it being more than 1-0. If anything, probably looks a nil all game.
By the way, we need to start doing the POS game of the week. Because I can see Swansea against Bournemouth coming up. And wait.
Just Southampton, Everton doesn't look real flash either.
Yeah, and Newcastle, Watford also doesn't look so much appealing. And West Ham, Leicester as well.
Oh, that could be entertaining. We'll see how bad it is for West Ham. That'll be the first game at home for David Moyes.
Yeah.
Wonder if a crowd will start booing a manager on their second game.
Everything is possible. Mm. Yes. Well, where's Big Sam is going? You might take one of those teams.
Oh, Lord, it's time. You know, like, Big Sam complains that there's no English managers.
Yeah.
But please, surely we've got more imagination than that.
Yeah.
That's enough. No more Big Sam.
No more Big Sam.
So it's not really a...
Crystal Palace is already taken Big Sam.
But then they went back and got Hodgson. I mean,
he's doing a good job.
What? You're going to get them third last?
Well, we just needed to get him over the line.
Mm.
Anyway, screw it. Anyway, these are the games. Not really exciting other than Liverpool-Chelsea. Man City against Huddersfield, I'm expecting a lot of goals there. So if you have a City assets and you think they're going to start, because who knows what Pep is going to do.
Oh, Huddersfield did very well against Manchester United.
Did they?
They did. At home, so...
At home, but how much did they lose this weekend?
Well, that's true. That's true, but, I mean, yeah, at home there might be a different prospect.
Yeah, what's that? 4-0 against Bournemouth. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not put any defender from Huddersfield in our opening lineup.
No.
Or an attacker, not that they have one.
Well, no, not really. No.
So anyway, those are the games. So who's going to be your captain, man?
Jeez, it's a tough one. You'd be leaning towards a Manchester United player.
Yep.
I keep saying that De Gea is a shout. But it's probably the safer option is Lukaku, or if I bring Pogba in, perhaps Pogba as a first game captain.
Yeah, so here is my copy paste for the weekend. I'm going to probably do the same. So I'm probably thinking about bringing Pogba instead of Carroll, which is a rubbish Swansea midfield. Sorry, Carroll, but you're not even opening.
Okay.
And then having Pogba there and Lukaku, one of them I'm thinking about captaining, probably Lukaku. And then, as I've said, in terms of future substitutes, Lukaku is going home and Morata is coming in.
Yeah.
With Chelsea's good fixture. So that's about it for me.
Yeah, I think
that's... Pretty straightforward.
It does look a straightforward week. We hopefully get into midweek games coming up next weekend.
Yeah, by the way, we need to do the pod a little bit before then. Somehow. Because we have a Tuesday afternoon game starting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure our many fans will be standing by waiting for our... expert midweek analysis.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure something out. But yeah, we have... Think about your substitutes for the next weeks, because look at how many game weeks are in terms of mid game weeks, and Christmas is coming. So try and have at least 14 players playing out of your... I think it's...
That's the thing. Yeah, state there. We need all your players playing, not just people there on the bench with 0 points.
Yeah, look, I'm looking at my team, and that's why I brought someone who is playing, replacing someone who is not playing. So yeah, just make sure that you have at least, I don't know, 90% of your team starting, like yourself. So maybe just one player who you know is not a nailed starter. But try and extend your bench as much as you can. This is my tip.
Good on you. And we might be throwing up more tips on our social, and you can follow us on the socials at Facebook, where our tagline is at Fantasy United FPL Podcast. Twitter is at FU Fantasy United Pod, and of course you can always find these episodes on those and at the Gurgler website, which happily puts our episodes down. That's at thegurgler.com, and look for the menu for the Air Fantasy United page, or in through the website you'll see various places you can listen to the podcast. So we thanks for your company again.
Thanks.
And that's some of your best, Dirty Sanchez.
Thanks. Some of your worst, POS.
Yeah, no, thanks very much. It's great. We'll be back next week. And as ever, please enjoy our crazy commentator to end the show. Catch you next week. Colombia, no!